I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
What makes a Liverpool legend? By Hamza Khalik Lunat. It's an interesting question, and one which, more than anything else, I'd just like to discuss with you listeners. If you're interested in sports other than football over the past few weeks, you may well have seen some legendary players, teams or performances. There was Mohammad Amir's bowling spell in the Champions Trophy final against India, India's own Virat Kohli, an indisputable legend in the making, or maybe the New Zealand Rugby Union team and its current captain Kieran Reid, or perhaps Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic, all of whom were playing at Wimbledon. You may have noticed a certain Andy Murray is missing. He has only 3 Grand Slam titles to his name, hence one may question whether he is an all-time tennis legend. It seems the relativity and context to achievements certainly plays a role in whether he's considered one. And when judged against British standards and the inability to produce a British Wimbledon champion since Fred Perry, Sir Andy Murray is a definite legend of the British game. The value of this point is to see the importance of how the quantity of titles may not be an absolute determinant of status, and that whilst titles may be considered an indicator of legendary status, the number itself is only one factor amongst others. Now, this brings us very nicely to the discussion of what makes a Liverpool legend. Is it titles, individual success, longevity, the player's skills or qualities, or something else entirely? AI's Simon Brundish and Tom Holmes looked into this matter on Twitter in response to claims that Liverpool stalwart Lucas Leiva was a legend. Intrigued by the debate, I pressed for what constitutes being a legend. Tom set out his parameters for what he felt may indicate what defines or contributes to being a legend. Quote, success, dedication, pure skill are all factors, but also a fan perception and sheer joy watching someone play are all part of it. End quote. Whereas Simon set out his simple 4-point criteria. Quote, success, involvement in said success, performance, longevity. End quote. So to the matter at hand, is Lucas Leiva a legend when judged against the criteria? Well, in terms of success, Lucas has a solitary League Cup to his name, and he did not even feature in the final. However, this was also to be Luis Suarez's only success with Liverpool, a player who is frequently mentioned alongside de facto legends such as Gerrard and Dalglish. So it may be revealing to look at whether Suarez is a legend too later on in this piece. For now, the discussion is limited to Lucas, and it's clear his involvement in the League Cup success of 2011-2012 was very limited. But Tom's point regarding dedication cannot be overlooked, and Lucas Leiva is a player of immense determination. Following his arrival from Gremio, Rafael Benitez attempted to remould him from a box-to-box midfielder into a defensive one. At times it was clear Lucas was struggling, but his determination cannot be arraigned. Not only this, but he soon became a fan favourite, no doubt helped by those LFC TV videos in which his pronunciation of the word unlucky soon became a meme. In interviews, he has described his family as Scouse and detailed how he feels Scouse too. It's clear that he's popular, and he remains the last remnant of the Benitez and pre-FSG era, having served under 5 different managers at the club. To put this into context, Lucas has played more games than God Robbie Fowler. Fowler, though, was native to Liverpool, a goal-scoring prodigy, and a contributor to 5 trophies that Liverpool won. The criteria set out seem to be accurate in defining a legend so far. Lucas may have longevity on his side, but to consider him alongside players such as Gerrard, Dalglish, Fowler, Rush, etc. may be a step too far for the Brazilian. However, the criteria does fail to reflect popular opinion in certain cases, such as that of Michael Owen. Owen scored 118 goals in 216 games for Liverpool, a record remarkably similar to Fowler's 236 appearances and 120 goals. Unlike Fowler, he had one more title with Liverpool, and contemporaries considered him to be one of the best English strikers of all time. Both his and Fowler's longevity pale in comparison to that of Carragher, Gerrard and Callaghan. But when it comes to that sheer joy, Owen is up there with some of the very best. However, the manner of his departure and subsequent signing for Manchester United has seemed to sever his ties with Liverpool FC rather deeply. And despite his own contribution on the pitch and satisfaction of the majority of the criteria set out, his legendary status as a Liverpool player is questionable, as the fans' opinion shapes the discourse of what is or isn't legendary. Broadly speaking, though, the criteria does seem to conform to the popular understanding of what a club legend is. But where do immensely talented or successful players, who only featured briefly, lie within the Liverpool FC folklore? Players including Torres and Suarez, and even Gary McAllister, all have a right to claim a degree of legendary status. McAllister, for instance, only played 55 games for Liverpool, but managed to contribute to and secure 5 titles in that short time, in which he developed into a fan favourite. Averaging 11 games per trophy puts him in the all-time great territory, but you would rightly be hard-pressed to find an all-time midfielder list with McAllister ahead of Gerrard. Torres, meanwhile, won nothing with Liverpool, but was a huge fan favourite and blitzed through previous goal-scoring records. Indeed, only after around 18 months at the club, Torres was selected as the 50th greatest Liverpool player of all time in the Times' The 50 Greatest Liverpool Players piece. Similarly, the Telegraph compiled a piece in March 2015 in which Suarez featured higher than Alan Kennedy, 40th, Phil Neal, 31st, Torres, 23rd, Owen, 22nd, Carragher, 19th, Clements, 13th, and Alan Hansen, 10th. Is Luis Suarez a legend, though? He does not quite have the longevity with the club, nor does he have the definitive successes either. Indeed, his best season can only really be described as a bittersweet one for the club. That being said, there are very few players that have played for Liverpool that managed to bring joy and excitement to the fans at the frequency that Suarez did, and there would not be too much consternation if he featured in an all-time Liverpool 11, as one of the most talented players to have worn the famous red jersey. That being said, if Suarez's claim to legendary status is mainly based upon one season, and flashes and patches of brilliance preceding that, where does that leave Sturridge, who contributed immensely to that season and still remains at Liverpool? Or Coutinho too, who has now blossomed into Liverpool's best player? It's curious as, despite Sturridge's 21 goals in 2013-14, or Coutinho's big game performances, leadership and goals since Suarez's departure, the normal fan would be considered deeply misguided if they argued either player was currently a Liverpool legend. Arguably, any Liverpool player involved in a major success is a legend. The Liverpool teams that dominated domestically and in Europe are widely considered legendary and composed of such players. But where do players such as Risa, Garcia or any other player involved in the 2005 Champions League victory feature, considering they were part of one of the most legendary finals in footballing history? Surely they all have a claim to being a legend. But then again, placing Jimmy Traore alongside Kenny Dalglish seems extremely strange. There are certainly players that are undisputedly regarded as legends for Liverpool though. Dalglish, Gerrard, Souness, Barnes, Rush, Hansen, Mulby and so on. But we've moved into an age of fewer local youth prospects and greater numbers of quality players who stay at the club for shorter periods. Our old definitions and standards may need to change. As for players like Alonso, for example, his contribution differs vastly to that of Alan Hansen. The issue is the term legend is used far too frequently and in far too broad a context for us to definitively point out which players are legends. There are undeniably legendary performances from many a Liverpool FC player, such as Jerzy Dudek's inspired Champions League final display, which will stick with many a fan to their grave. However, this is where we must distinguish between the varying types of legends, for there are those that are remembered for individual games, titles or performances, those that satisfy the criteria laid out above, whilst there are others that have gone above and beyond the call of duty for the club and the city, and some that simply rewrote the history books with their numerical contributions. The question is there really any way to define a legend? For when it comes to titles, decorum, leadership and contribution off the pitch, there is only one player that stands out, Kenny Dalglish. But when we look at on-field quality, dedication and leadership in tougher, in terms of footballing challenges, times, Steven Gerrard certainly has a claim to being the greatest and most legendary player for Liverpool. The truth is, there are very different types of Liverpool legends, and it's their own individual attributes and qualities that contribute to them being legends. For now, and for the future, this discussion will continue, and I only ask that you listeners will offer me some insight into what you feel makes a Liverpool legend, too. After that very in-depth piece by Hamza, I'm going to say one thing and one thing only. I think you can probably guess what it is. I'm shamelessly self-pimping the AI podcast, which I'm now the host of. I would love you to listen to it. First one, called Onesies and Friendlies, is out and available now on all good audio sources. So get yourself on that. Make sure you give it a listen. Carl Kopak and Neil Poole were absolute rock stars for that one. Really enjoyed working with the lads, and I can think that's going to become a kind of a semi-permanent panel now going forward. It was a lovely kind of buzz, and it was great to be back doing something that I really, really enjoy, have always enjoyed doing, but haven't had the chance or the capacity to do it for a couple of years. So please give that a listen, the AI podcast, the flagship show, now featuring yours truly talking a lot of nonsense to my esteemed guests. Give it a listen. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.